When we look at our readings, we can recognize that leprosy was obviously a very serious concern for the people of Israel, and with good reason. It was a very contagious disease. It was something that was spread very easily when the person may not even known they had the disease yet or was in the early phases of it. And of course, they couldn't treat it because they didn't have modern medicine like antibiotics and things that we have today, isolation wards and the whole thing. So they had to contain it. If someone had the disease, they had to cut them off from the rest of the community so it wouldn't be spread throughout the community. Fortunately, we have procedures now that can handle it so much more easily. But of course, back then they couldn't. Well, it was such a serious concern that it actually became codified in the Mosaic Law. It actually became codified in that law that God gave to Moses, that the person who has leprosy would be treated as spiritually unclean. To be spiritually unclean means you couldn't enter the temple and do the worship of the Jewish religion, of the Israelite religion. Instead, you would be set apart, away from the community. To touch a leper was absolutely unthinkable. And just, you would never do it, first of all, because of the concern of spreading the disease, but secondly, because it would make you richly impure. For someone who was richly clean, to touch someone who was richly unclean would make them ritually unclean, and then they would have to go through the purification rituals before they could once again go to the temple and offer sacrifice, and so on. But then we look at our gospel, and we see our Lord. And it tells us that our Lord had pity on the servant. And it uses that exact word, that he had pity on this leper who was seeking healing. He had a deep concern for him. He had compassion. The word compassion means to share in suffering, to enter into the passion with, compassion, to enter into that. Our Lord sought to do that. He sought to enter into this man's suffering and to bring him healing. For us as Christians, if we are to follow our Lord, we need to be willing to follow his example, and that means to have pity as our Lord had pity. Now, unfortunately, in our culture today, especially, for those who are, strong individualists, I'm going to do it my way, to have pity is almost used as a negative, as a derogative, as a bad thing. Don't you have pity on me? I'll do it myself. That's what we might hear someone say. But if we are to follow our Lord, we know having pity on someone, having compassion, having a desire to enter into their suffering is a good thing, is something that we are called to do in imitation of our Lord. Our Lord had concern for those in front of him, concern for all, and that's why he healed them. We are to have concern for all. We must have that empathy. We must have that willing to enter into and share others' suffering, to reach out to them, to help them if we can. Now, in response to our Lord's pity, he did exactly what our Lord told him not to do. I always get a kick out of this, where our Lord tells him, don't tell anyone, go show yourself to the priest, offer the sacrifice, and you'll be good. What does he do? You're not going to believe what this Jesus guy did for me. He goes off and he tells the whole world. He starts proclaiming the good news of what Jesus did for him. The funny part is, we are the exact opposite. This leper was told, don't tell anyone, and he did. We have been told to go out and proclaim the good news to the world, and we don't. We don't go out there and talk about what Jesus has done for us. Now, we're willing to proclaim things. We're willing to talk about things that we think is important. I mean, how many of us have jackets or shirts or hats or something like that that talk about the basketball team or baseball team or football team that we like, or businesses or organizations we're involved in? We're willing to proclaim things like that. We're willing to talk about particular brands that we like. I really like this kind of detergent. I really like this kind of car. We're willing to proclaim those things. And of course, there's politics. There's those who love to proclaim their particular political views, especially partisan politics. Why this party's right, this party's wrong. we're willing to proclaim those things, but why are we not willing to proclaim what Jesus has done for us? Why are we not willing to use the name of our Lord Jesus in a conversation that isn't a curse? A lot of people use the name of our Lord, just not in the right way. You know, why are we not willing to go out and talk publicly about what Jesus has done for us in our lives and to proclaim that good news of the gospel? All of this is part of St. Paul's admonition, where he tells us, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. To truly be a Christian means that we are living our lives in imitation of Christ. We are living our lives seeking to live as Christ lived his. Not just being lukewarm or give lip service to being Christian, but to truly live our lives as Christ did. And I'm sure we can say with 100% certainty that everything that Jesus did was for the glory of God. He did not live for himself. He lived for God. And so everything that we do should be for God's glory as well. Every word, every action, every decision, everything we do should be for the glory of God. If we took that seriously and really thought about how we live our lives, how many decisions that we make every day would we have to change? How many routines would we have to break? How many selfish decisions do we make would we have to give up? How many sinful desires would we have to avoid? But this is the challenge of the Christian life, to live as Christ did, to be cleansed of our desire for glory and instead to live for the glory of God. That is the great challenge of the Christian life. But if we seek to do it, we will be cleansed as the leper was cleansed. The leper was cleansed from his physical ailment. We will be cleansed as we were through baptism from our spiritual ailment. And when we have that done, we will then come to follow and proclaim our Lord.